Joining us as he does every Wednesday, whether he is on vacation in the studio. I don't know where he is today, but my food dude, let's eat, Jordan Davis. He's joining us this afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. I'm over in Europe. I'm just kidding. I'm just in the office.
Are you in Versailles or Milan? Oh wait, that's
yeah. Versailles. Yeah, it's great. A lot of sailboats.
That's it, right there on the French Riviera. Jordan is with us today via the medium of Skype, and he's brought to you by our great friends at the Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company. They're on Bloomington's east side. Come in for the smells, leave with ingredients for new recipes that will impress, thanks to the Olive Leaf. Good to hear from you, buddy. Happy summertime. It is summer. We were kind of right here in the transition time. Everybody moves out on the 1st. They move back on the 15th. They start school around the corner. There's a lot of U-Hauls out here, buddy. A lot of U-Hauls. Be safe now. Be safe. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's a weird time of the year. I'm sitting here. The whole reason I didn't come in studio, I'm in the thick of the schedules for next week. And it's weird. Everyone wants to work Monday through Friday. No one wants to work Saturday or Sunday, but we're getting it figured out.
Well, that's not terribly surprising, is it?
Yeah, it hasn't been bad all summer. So we're working through it. We got a lot of new hires starting next week and the week after. People that we know, we did some Google Meet interviews with, so we're excited to get them in town and get them in here and trained up with our head training manager, Aaron.
And I always forget to tell people this, but I should do so. Our great friend is Jordan Davis. He is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He is the organizer of all things food trucks here locally as well. And he is also the host of the No Dishes podcast. And in his free time on Wednesdays, he joins us to talk about all the great food and drink and restaurant and fair and fun and food truck news here in Bloomington. And with everybody coming back, not much is going to change except some of these food truck Fridays. And boy, finally, some great weather for Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday. We're going to give you some ways to pivot if you think it's going to be a little too crowded around here. Food Truck Fridays and Wednesdays aren't going anywhere, are they?
No, not at all. You know, Food Truck Wednesday tonight, like you mentioned, we got some great weather. It's been very hit or miss. No music tonight. The band got COVID, but we're still going to have Weaver's Barbecue, Donair Kebab, Little Bull Tie, La Poblana Chocolate Moose out of Marcy Jane Lewis Park from 4:30 to 8:30 tonight out there in Ellettsville.
I thought the name of the band was It Got COVID. That was would have been. I've been catchy.
Yeah, we got COVID playing from 6 to 8. their hit new song, New Strain.
And the opening band, The Vaccinations, will wrap up right before that.
Yeah, we're going to be selling booster lemon shakeups.
I like it. I like it. With a lot of vitamin, C in there. That should keep us all healthier. All right, so getting everybody back into town. I know some places are hurrying up and trying to get open. We talked about La Bodega opening its doors last week. The Hawaiian Hoosier is opening up in Ellettsville as well. Ellettsville's got some things going on as we've talked about. What other big news do we have going on that we need to pay attention to, my man, in the restaurant world?
Oh, man, just preparing to get in. If you want to go downtown and find somewhere, go now. it's just going to get busier and busier and busier. But there's unfortunately still, I've been hitting up 4th Street a bunch lately. It has been very accessible. It's not going to be that way in a week. So if you're craving some Korea, craving some Taste of India, Siam House, get in there this week before things really pop off next week.
Yep, because then we'll just be back to, everybody goes out to eat at the exact same time, and the population's doubled. So that gets a little bit stronger as everything rolls. Well, they all roll back, and it's great because the rhythm of the town's fun. There's things going on. There's exciting times happening and doing all that. Food Truck Friday's not stopping for anybody either, so that will be on your menu Friday. So if everybody's in town with mom and dad trying to move in, what a better time to get out to Switchyard Park.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the students, we get some at Food Truck Friday, but it doesn't affect us a whole bunch. We're pretty steady throughout the summer. Even when they're back, it's still just busy, but nothing crazy. So if you want to avoid downtown, great place to go. 11 to 9 every single Friday through the end of October. The month of October will end at 8. But either way, we're out there every single Friday with a bunch of food trucks. We've got 13 or 14 of them this week. You got Thai food, you've got vegan food, Mexican, ice cream, burgers, barbecue, you name it. And then really good bands this week. From 5 to 7, we have the Vic Luna Quintet. And then from 7 to 9, some of my buddies are in the band Catalpa, and they're going to be playing. They're excellent. So looking forward to that.
Oh, that's good. I'll have more. I'll have more space in my other place than in the evening time coming up on Friday. That's always.
Yeah.
That's always good, as well. Jordan Davis checking in today as we check out what's going on and everything's going on here in Bloomington, and everything will ratchet up. And this will be fun when folks start coming back. And again, move in is this weekend. It starts. You can I think pay to get in early. Leases start on the 15th, which is tomorrow, and then everybody's going to be going in all of next week. So we'll be back at it. We'll be up and running, off and running. Some of these places you recommend we should go eat now. Well, we just missed Taco Tuesday. A lot of people around town have embraced Taco Tuesday. Good job. I hope that continues once the school year gets going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime I can get cheap tacos, I'm not going to be mad about it.
No, not at all. Again, I always hate talking about Taco Tuesday when we're doing a show on Wednesday, because you have to remember 6 days from now, and it probably won't happen. It probably will not happen and be ready. Where have you been eating so we can start making our list and checking it twice?
Yeah, I've hit up nine places since we spoke last week.
So you have a batting order. That's good.
Yeah, that's not trying. That's just me going about a week feeding myself. But yeah, I went to a Korean restaurant today. Excellent. They've got a combo with ramen and sushi. It's like $14. It was awesome. We did these shrimp dumplings. They were only $6. My buddy Jordan Smith from Visit Bloomington, he did their like sweet and spicy pork dish. That was excellent. So a Korean restaurant, hadn't been there in a while, but had a really great experience over there today.
Well, that's I get scared, and we always talk about this when you bring it up. Ask the people that are serving you, right? They know this food. It is their food. It's their life.
Yeah, and just when you look at the menu, just kind of use common sense. You know what you like. You know, you can tell, like, okay, do I want something spicy or not spicy? Do I like pork, chicken? Do I like beef? Do I like seafood? And do I just with rice? Like, usually it's not as exotic as you think when you really break down what all's in it. Inside of it, you know,
people get afraid, is it going to be too spicy? It's the fear of the unknown, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
but I'll give you guys, and Jordan will back me up on this, I'll give you a little inside information. You rarely have to wait for a table in those mom and pop places. So if you're hungry and you don't want to put your name in and you don't want to wait 58 minutes, and again, you're supporting local business, you're expanding your palate, hey, don't say we didn't tell you. Don't say we didn't tell you.
Yeah, I mean, we went in there. We were the only ones in there right at noon. And then I went over Friday to Siam House. Now, they were popping off, but they got us sat right away. And I've always said the gold standard, you know, for like your kitchen ticket times is usually Mexican restaurants. They're usually getting food out super quick. Man, Siam House blew the doors off of anything I've had lately.
They had dinner or lunch?
An appetizer. What's that?
Dinner or lunch?
Lunch, yeah, was in there right at noon, right in the thick of lunch. Brought out the crab rangoon appetizer in no more than 2 minutes. And right as we were about finishing that, entrees came out. It was all super quick, great service, and really delicious food.
When were you there?
On Friday.
What time?
Noon.
I guess I had the 120 reservation. Then I must have just missed you.
Yeah. Yeah, again, they were so efficient. We were out of there by 12:45.
Oh, that's why I missed you. We were,
yeah.
Joanna and I had lunch there outside on Friday. It was absolutely perfect and delicious. And yeah, Siam House is always, always one of our favorites. We also like Mai Tai. We also like Bangkok Thai out at the mall. We also like Happy Thai. So don't think if you drive past Siam House and you see a bunch of people standing outside that your Thai food experience is over for the night. No, we have, and I've probably forgotten a restaurant or two as well. I know there's one on the west side as well, but great Thai food here in Bloomington.
Yeah, yeah, so many options. I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. So the ones that I love the most, you know, Happy Thai's right here by the Moose, Bangkok Thai over on the east side, and yeah, just Mai Tai crushes it as well. Yeah, it's a well, and then Blooming Thai and Little Bull Thai, their food truck. I've been walking over on 4th Street. they're building there where Anatolia used to be, really is coming along. So it looks like they should be rolling here soon.
They're having a race with the fire department to see who can get finished first.
Yeah, I like that. Right across the street, just staring each other down.
I stopped at Roly Poly the other afternoon. I was out on that side of town and jumped in there. Delicious. You talk about getting in and out of a place quick. I know that I believe they've just changed ownership as well, but nothing's changed over there. If you want a fresh sandwich and quick in your hands, now it's on West 3rd Street, so you've got to be on that side of town, but I was, and it was delicious.
Yeah, Tom Seiber, who, you know, did a really good job of, even though it's a chain, still being involved in the local community, recently sold to some guys that I met real briefly, seemed really nice. They also run the kind of little roly-poly mini shop over at Ivy Tech on the west side, and we've got our ice cream out there as well.
Well, any place you can get ice cream, that's delicious. Jordan Davis is our guest, the No Dishes podcast host. Who's been on that menu recently, buddy? Who can we listen to at all of our favorite places we get podcasts?
Yeah, so next week is the Baked Guys. I know we talked about that last week. Last night I recorded with Marv Ullman and Maren Terrell of the Monroe County Fall Festival at 812 Barbecue. So they've got a ton of cool stuff going up with the Fall Festival this year. It's September 12th through 14th. They moved the parade up from noon to 10 a.m. They've got all the, I don't know. I have not been to the Fall Festival a ton, but from what they were telling me, it sounds like it's on pace to be the best one they've ever had out there.
Well, it's great to get it started early so Indiana football fans can enjoy Saturday night. We played UCLA out there at the Rose Bowl at 7:30, so that's a good, the earlier the day starts. You can do more things, and that's awfully fun as well. That weekend, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, that's our rivalry week in high school football as well. So Owen Valley and Edgewood will get together on Friday, North and South. But 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 and counting food trucks for the Monroe County Fall Festival. So that's excellent as well. And it goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Look, I know putting on festivals are hard work. I get that. But if you give me more than one afternoon to get there, I'll have a better chance of getting there.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have some time there. Yeah, they got the actual hours on MonroeCountyFallFestival.com, but I think it's like 4 or 5 to 9 on the Thursday. Kind of same thing on Friday, and then it's like an all day thing on Saturday. And they got Hank Ruff, Cody Eicher, and the Sidewinders. All access band. They've got nonstop entertainment going on out there all weekend.
Just like this program, nonstop entertainment. The voice you hear is Jordan Davis. He's our food dude. He gets out to all the great places around Bloomington and does all the legwork and homework for you. And, well, you had a list of 9. I know there's some more left on there, buddy. What else have we been eating?
Yeah, went through that Smokin' Jack's drive-thru last night.
Wait, they have a drive-thru?
Yeah, it's you just pull up to the window and you just wait. You go around back. It's a little rocky. If you have a real low riding car, maybe don't go. There's some potholes back there. But if you just pay attention, you're okay. My car's not super high, and I did all right. And you go around back, and then right along the side of the building, there's a window, and you just stop there. And last night, it maybe took them a solid 5 minutes to come into the window, but I don't mind. And they come over. You just tell them what you want. They go ring it in, tell you how much it is, and it's great if you feel extra lazy like I was last night.
I had no idea that a drive-up window.
That's why we do this, boss.
And that's why I listen every week to you, Jordan Davis. The other lesser-known drive-up window is probably at King Giro.
Yeah, that's honestly, I don't think I've ever been inside King Giro.
Really?
Holy cow,
I gotta go in. I gotta go in. They might get me with the pizza puff. They might get me with one of those obscure things that you can't get everywhere else. So I always have to wander in there, wander in and see what else is happening. All right, get me hungry. Let's go. Keep it going. Keep it rocking.
Yeah. I've got a ton more. Gables Bagels, man. We talked about them all the time. I went by the other morning. It might have been yesterday morning. But, dude, they've got this sandwich. I forget what it's called, but it's normally brisket, 2 eggs, cheddar cheese, like a little bit of chive cream cheese and some hot pepper jam. I asked them if they could sub pastrami for the brisket. They could. And it might be the best breakfast sandwich I ever had. I'm still thinking about it, still salivating about it now.
And again, brisket, pastrami, kind of the same family there, kind of related. I don't even know if you need any eggs on that. I'm not going to go all Guy Fieri here, but you could just have the old meat and cheese on a bagel, and life is good.
Yeah. I think you would look good with frosted tips, though. get you a little flame button-up shirt there.
we're laughing, but he's winning. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Jordan Davis is our guest today. What's the flavor of the month here in August at the Old Chocolate Moose? What should we come down there and demand when the doors open at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, so I don't have a flavor of the month, but I do have a Glass in the Afternoon exclusive for you.
Let me get my breaking news music out. Where did I put that? Where's my breaking news? There we go.
But we have not announced it. We've told very few people, but we have developed in partnership with the B-Town Barkery our very own unique recipe for a prepackaged pup cup for our furry four-legged friends.
A lot of alliteration going on there, and I'm a big fan of it. The B-Town Barkery, woof, what's going on there?
Yeah, so we would talk to them. They do a lot of really good, like, all-natural treats for dogs, and we wanted to do a pup cup for a while, so we got a custom label designed by Caleb Poor that looks amazing. Essentially all it is some unsweetened oat milk, some peanut butter, some banana, and just the process and getting it frozen. And we've tried it out with quite a few dogs now, and they're lapping it up.
So the dogs are not turning their nose on it. They're handling their. Oh, that's good.
The one thing we have noticed is because we've kept them in the hardening cabinet, which is 20 degrees under. They will think it's a little cold. Let it warm up and then go to town.
Gotcha. Well, you don't want their tongue to stick to it like the flagpole in
Christmas Story.
In the Christmas Story, that would not be good either. That's pretty funny. Who has more fun than dogs? Nobody else. Nobody else has more fun. And then you really went out and got Caleb Poor to do the logo. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, he does all of our social media. He does the Food Truck Friday flyers every week, the Food Truck Wednesday. He runs the Bloomington Parks and Rec social media full time, but helps us out a little bit still. And we are very fortunate to have him.
And I'm always fortunate to have you, buddy. I can't wait to see you in the studio again. I know how busy you are this time of year, and I appreciate you cramming us in. And I'll give our friends out at the Canyon Inn at McCormick's Creek State Park, every Friday this month, they are doing fair food buffets. So if you want a little tenderloin action or some sausage and peppers or some corn dogs or whatever, kids and adult pricing is available there. But it's kind of like a staycation. It's only about 20, 30 minutes from here. That's not too far away.
Not at all. Yeah, I saw them posting that. I was actually debating with Lovey and my other buddy. Is it smarter to do that now or to do that in the middle of the winter when you're craving food, fair food, and have nowhere else to get it?
You try it now and see how it goes, and then you reload, buddy.
There you go. Yeah.
Cinnamon rolls, walking tacos, burgers, tenderloins, corn dogs. Oh, there you have it. Fun stuff for everybody. Who's next? You told me that what you've just done on the No Dishes podcast. Anything in the hopper, anything in the oven cooking right now, or you got to get back to work with all these kids coming back?
Oh, yeah. No, we record one or two episodes every Tuesday evening. Coming up, I think I mentioned last week, we had Jake Bruner from Hoosier Hills Food Bank on, describing all the amazing work that they do within our community, distributing, 6 million pounds of food every year. Absolutely unsung heroes. I've got Katarina coming on from the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival to talk about that. That episode will come out a couple weeks before the festival happens. We got the Amanda and Cassie from Two Sticks Bakery coming on. Anyone that's listened to this program for a while knows that that's one of my absolute favorites. And then we have a non-food episode with Pat East and John Fernandez coming on to talk to Mention Mill and Trade District.
Excellent. Very cool. I've had Mr. Trotsky on a few times on my program, so we try to keep that that's an exciting part of town that's going to develop and develop and develop even quicker. All right, No Dishes podcast, Chocolate Moose, Food Truck Wednesdays, Fridays, and all parts in between. Well, I'm exhausted. Thanks for joining us, buddy. Great job as always. Hope to see you on the streets.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. Have a good one, buddy.